Nina's on the phone for you, Jenny. Hello, Nina.
Hello.
Fire away.
I want to know that why do I sometimes feel like I already know what's going to happen next?
So deja vu is a really common experience, but scientists really don't understand what causes it. And the main reason for that is that it's very hard to predict when someone's going to have a deja vu experience or to induce them. So what we would love is to get someone in an MRI machine having deja vu and look at what's going on in their brain. But it's really, really difficult to do. Some researchers at Colorado State University recently actually did manage to provoke deja vu using a kind of immersive visual technology, sort of 3D
like thing. Virtual reality.
Yeah, sort of virtual reality thing, but very immersive. And they showed them various scenes. And they found that deja vu was provoked most regularly when the layout of a scene was similar to one they'd seen previously. So the participants knew that the scene was new because they knew that they were only going to see each scene once. So they had that feeling of, I can't recognise this scene because I haven't seen it before. But because the layout was similar, they got that deja vu experience. So that suggests that it might be that you get it when you've seen elements of a scene before, when there's something familiar about it, but you can't quite place where that familiarity is coming from. And you know that the scene is new, that you shouldn't recognise it. And that's what gives you the weird feeling of deja vu.
I once had a bike accident, hit my head rather hard. And for a while after that, I got this kind of, I've met this person before. So I'd meet someone at a party or something. And then after about 15 minutes, I was sure I'd met them ages ago. But that kind of, I wasn't sure whether it was Cambridge, and I probably had met them ages ago because Cambridge is a very small town, or whether it was something like my memory wasn't quite working properly. And there was some effect like that.
Well, we actually know a bit about what area of the brain's involved, because some people who have epilepsy get deja vu as part of their symptoms. And that happens when you get epilepsy that occurs in your temporal lobe, which is a bit sort of just above the ear. So it could be that if you had a bit of damage going on there because you'd hit your head, that might make you more likely to have these feelings.
Has anyone else ever had deja vu?
I think I have it with childhood memories sometimes, things that I don't remember perfectly. And I think, why do I feel slightly familiar in this place? And I think that's, you know, when I was five, maybe I was here.
It happens to me when I get sleep deprived. And that, I think, is interesting because also sleep deprivation does trigger brain patterns of activity that we know also trigger epilepsy in people who are epileptic. So it's interesting that you said epileptics get it, but also sleep dep can do it, Jenny.
Yeah, they've done quite a lot of sort of retrospective studies where they ask people, when do you get deja vu? How often do you get it? So they found that people do get it more often when they're tired and also when they're stressed. But there were some other interesting things, like it's more common in young people and it's more common in well-educated people, which doesn't really seem to make that much sense. But also people who travel a lot, which you can kind of understand a bit more because you're more likely to go to places that are new. And of course, you can only actually have deja vu in a place that's new. You can't have it in your home because you know you've already been there. You know why it's familiar. So that one kind of makes sense, but I can't get my head around why it's young, well-educated people who seem to get it more.
Thank you, Ginny.